The first person to perform tonight is Bill Griffiths.
Although I only run a very little press, I've been rather coy of publishing Eric's work, a shyness that lasted over 20 years. He had, of course, been very helpful in getting me my first publication, and then after that we seemed to want to avoid the sort of you publish me and I'll publish you syndrome. But then his very generous support for a project I did a year or two back to help one of my stepkids' friends gave me the perfect excuse to write and offer to publish some of his poems. And this autumn gone, he responded with a set of four poems, part of a larger project called Masks, which deals with issues of identity. So what I want to do is to read one of these poems of Eric's from the set called Masks. It's the first of the set, and it has all sorts of images of masks, tribal masks, cyclists, divers, warriors, or even an anesthetic mask, a sort of voluntary or compulsory identity, a two-way process that damages the interior as much as it threatens those outside, perhaps. What is behind the mask is left vague. It may be a hollowness or something at least as secure as a name, and the mask may act to filter out or to admit, to impose or fail, but remains a sort of symbol of the influence of the poem or the individual. And the poem is headed by a quotation from Robert Kelly. The princes in their masks come carrying wheat. Dreams give words, turn masks to reveal. Behind a wood-painted shield, fitted or carried to show. Awake to unwilled theatre, where dreamer's name is unsaid. No part escapes, no thing or plant remains decor. Every person masks. Old light is brought from store, years from tropic sun skin, arctic dire cold titan skin over whole body, into mind coordinates, hair, head blasted in downpour in a city which transformed downtown alleys. Suddenly Tully appears, Paul Esther in their streets, Dorothy Massey, who designed a cylinder inscribed weapons in peace grow hungry and will eat themselves with rust, but war allows them meat. Thomas Bancroft, 1639. Underwater, lung cylinders into a mouth. City filters grip to walkers' faces at all times. Sleep gauze awake from gag, screams, false kiss. Deadly leaks in city canyons. Face changes underwater. Two thieves of Shungo Parvi, Tala Tumsi figures, live deities, appear in one thief's mad dreams, drove the other to coma and crashed car. Take it away, take it, eat's name. Mask says, we eat your spirit. Put it on and protein chains separate. You will bite moon, power enters your host. Your house lives in you. I may wear a mask, but I'm not an outlaw, an artist protests. Signature carried into a hunt. Return, open-mouthed, silent. It rots teeth, eats teeth, tells you. Woman tells her change, tells, I am wolf, wind cloud. Carver in workshop in midnight reaches last eye with his knife. Now fits anyone. Hollowed hollower. Put it on, an instrument for sounds, made from you, torn eyes, terror blue, before the chair, a mask before injection, your name, number, called in a chamber, service number stamped on duffel bag, hoist it over your dark blue shoulder, step into rank, out of name, into emptied plane. The Inca leader as eagle walks towards armoured Spanish with crossbows. Form is a diagram of force. An entire book is possible, undisclosed, as a universe is ununited. Thank you.